Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. It's God in the Mist. Get 'em Radio presents Prophetic Healing with the Healing Community. This is a monthly broadcast that airs the second Wednesday of every month. The Lord lets us know the ailments that are going to be healed, and what the Lord reveals, He heals. Hallelujah. Yes, God wants to heal you everywhere you hurt. Hallelujah. Welcome, 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 everyone. Every now and then when I hear that song, it just does something for me. I have to hear it again. Hallelujah. Because it's true. He wants to heal everywhere we hurt. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Welcome, welcome again. Even as we open up in prayer, I just want to read for you Isaiah 53, 4, and 5. Hallelujah. Surely, surely, surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's open with a word of prayer. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for all that you've done for us. We thank you for the grief, the sorrows that you carried for us. We thank you for being stricken and smitten for us. Hallelujah. And afflicted and wounded for us, bruised for us, chastised for us, so that we would be healed. You really want to heal us everywhere we hurt. Hallelujah. You took care of everything on the cross. And even before you got to the cross, it was all done for doing that, Lord God. And tonight, we lay hold to everything that's already done. By your stripes, we are healed. And by your stripes, we were healed. And we give you praise. We give you glory. Touch each and every household presented here. Touch each and every person, Lord God. Hallelujah. Heal everything that hurts in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Do a Romans 8:28. Work all things together for good. Hallelujah. And then Ephesians 3:20. Do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask, think, or even imagine. And we praise you even now, Lord God. We praise you because we know this is really an Ephesians 3:20 night. And we give you glory, honor, and praise In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. And as we bring on the Hawkeyes, hallelujah, Elder Phillip and Minister Linda, we want to congratulate them. Tomorrow is their second anniversary, their second wedding anniversary. Hallelujah. They are excited. Hallelujah. Woo. Hallelujah. How are you all today?
Good. Wonderful. You know, I've been telling family and friends today how blessed I am that God brought Phillip to me. You know, you never know what your older years are going to be, you know. And I would say that he has richly blessed me beyond measure with the relationship that we have with one another and Christ Jesus.
Praise God.
Amen. Amen. You all are so cute. You're just cute.
Well, we're kind of, this is a little bit of a celebration for us because we thought, you know, like this is the pre-anniversary healing meeting,
yeah.
You know, so we're kind of extra. Well, yeah.
All right. All right. Well, amen. Well, you know, we'll do something tonight. We don't usually start with ourselves, but we'll do that tonight. You know, then we'll go to Pastor Mom. But anyone, now you know how most of you have been here before, so I would suggest that you begin to press your number one key now and get in the queue. Praise God for your healing tonight. Amen. So you can just go ahead and get started with your number one key already. We want to pray for Minister Linda first. I'll let you explain, you know, say any part of it that you'd like to. And then we're going to go to Pastor Mom and we'll begin to open up the lines. Now, so far, the prophetic ailment that has been revealed is a heartburn.
Yes.
Yes.
Right.
And that's what the Lord's going to heal tonight. Amen. So if you go burn or gird, you know, press your number one key. And you know God is a great big God, so he can heal you anywhere you hurt. Praise God. Amen. So
amen.
Let's start with Linda. Tell us what's going on in your body, and we're going to all join and pray for you.
I was at the point with my healing of the MS that I felt, I would say, almost all the way there. I was doing fantastic. And I was walking to the church nursery with my little granddaughter, and I fell in the foyer of the church really hard. And the first week, it's been almost 2 weeks now, was horrible. I was in so much pain. I just kept praying and believing God. And I would say that I am 50 to 75% better right now. But I still want the rest of the healing. I still want the rest.
Okay. Now, amen. And we're in total agreement with that. Are you in any pain right now?
No, right now I'm not.
You're not.
There's more pain when I'm walking around. There is no pain right now at this moment. I was in prayer before, you know, the broadcast, and I really believe that the Lord was touching me, and you prayed for me also before the broadcast, and I really feel him touching me, and I just know there's power with more people praying, and I just want to be completely set free of what old flu foot did to me.
Okay. Now, I want to see like what kind of restrictions that may have been there, and so we can just watch them just fall off, any kind of restrictions. So when you get up and you walk, that's in the past, that's where you felt the pain.
Well, my whole body hurt for the first week from falling on the, you know, tile floor. But this week, I just had a struggle with my legs, a bad struggle. Sometimes even laying down, sometimes even sitting, but mainly walking. I just am reaching out for nothing less than a complete healing and be back to where I was and maybe even better.
Absolutely.
And I have a lot to celebrate. It's our anniversary tomorrow, so, you know, I'm not going to let the devil get me down.
you got to be up there tomorrow. Let's say tonight. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. So I'm trying to get to a place where I know we'll know, like, is standing up, is there a challenge standing up? Or once you stand up, is there walking? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a challenge to stand up.
Yeah.
Yes? Okay. All right. Well, that's what we'll concentrate on. Join our faith together. I know you're not hardly saying anything, Elder Philip, but I know you're all in it.
I'm here and I'm in agreement. Yes, I am.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So let's join our faith. Father, in the name of Jesus, Minister Linda, to you right now in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God, for that. I just see the tremendous anointing, hallelujah, that's upon her right now in the name of Jesus. Christ in her, the hope of glory, is just rising up. Praise God. As we say, you are a good receiver. Praise God, to just see the receiving right now. I'm seeing the anointing in your knee area and in your thighs. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, for that strength all down your legs in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. It's like a tingling in your legs and even the bones around your knees. Hallelujah, are even being strengthened right now in the name of Jesus. We bless you, Lord God. Hallelujah. All down in your calves in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Now, you didn't say anything about something going on around your neck and your shoulder area, but the Lord is touching that area right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord God. Thank you that you're touching every part of her in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And what the enemy meant for evil, that you're working together for good right now all throughout Minister Linda's body in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just have to say from Proverbs 6:30, hallelujah. Devil, you've been caught in the act trying to steal, kill, and destroy. For every way you come, you must flee seven ways, repay sevenfold, and all the substance of your house in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, right now, in the name of Jesus, that the healing, health, and wholeness rises up in every bone, every joint, every ligament. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Thank you. I see the strength. I perceive the strength going into your legs right now in the name of Jesus. So, you know, give it a shot. Go ahead and get up off of a chair and tell us what's going on.
Well, I got up, and I got up easy.
That's good.
I got up real easy. And the pain when I was walking around was constantly at least a six. I'd say it's at a one right now.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, it went way down. I could feel the world touching me.
Okay,
it's almost totally gone as of this minute. It really is. I'd say half a one. Yeah. Praise Jesus, glory.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, I'm almost down. It's almost gone. Praise you, Jesus.
All right.
praise
Thank
you, Lord.
You, Lord.
I'm going to praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise
Ooh,
you, Lord
yeah.
God. I knew I was going to get a healing tonight. I knew it. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
I'm still perceiving the in your leg. Hallelujah. In your leg. Something
yeah.
is going on. Even right now, the anointing is just going down
yeah.
your leg. I primarily
yeah.
feel it, receive it on one side, but I believe it's both. But it's just one side. It's all the way from the hip joint all the way down to your feet. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Was one side more, went through more than the other side?
I think so. I really think so.
It was that leg like, over there.
This one went through the most.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's why
okay.
I knew it was unusual because it's usually, you know, mm-hmm. the right leg that hurts so bad, but it was the left leg.
Okay. All right. So
mm-hmm.
what's happening now?
I am feeling really good right now.
Hallelujah.
Okay. Well.
Thank you, Jesus.
All right.
In your name, Jesus. He is our physician. He is our great physician. Thank
okay.
you, Lord.
My question is, can you dance?
Can
you dance?
So let me see. Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He
All right. Did you dance a little?
Praise you, Jesus. Yes, I did dance. I did.
Amen. Amen. We praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank
well,
you,
let me
Lord.
Just kind of explain what has happened for those who just joined the line. Minister Linda had a fall a couple of weeks ago, and her body was going through, and she was really feeling 50% better today. And there was still some things going on. She was challenged to stand up. When she stood up, there was some pain. She came believing for healing.
Yes,
hallelujah. Their wedding anniversary is on tomorrow. And she wanted to be healed. Hallelujah. And it has happened. Glory to God. Glory to God. And so she was able to get up without that challenge. Hallelujah. And then be able to walk around without the pain. God is real.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'll tell you, for those who may not have been with us before and heard what God is doing. Minister Linda wouldn't have said she felt better if she didn't. I'm just going
right.
to tell you. She would not have said
right.
it. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah. So we just give God all the glory, the honor, and the praise. And I really believe, and I'll step out by faith, Minister Linda, and just say, I believe that not only was were you healed from the fall, I believe that the control is back in your legs again. Hallelujah.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, that the MS symptoms that were trying to plague your legs are gone, never to return
yes.
in Jesus' mighty and holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I see you walking. I see you strutting. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And we give God all the praise, the glory, and the honor. and I'm still perceiving the anointing going through your legs, even right now.
Wow.
In the name
wow.
of Jesus.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Okay.
Hallelujah. 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 And that what I'm perceiving is like it's a little different. It almost feels like cold water. It's tingling, but it's like water that's flowing. So we give God the praise and the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Well,
yeah.
I'd like to share a little something when we have a moment here. Mm-hmm. I'd like to share a little, just a little bit. I don't usually do this, but I'd like to give just a tiny little sermonette about what just happened. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, we just witnessed the healing. We just witnessed a miracle. And this time, you know, it was one of our friends in the spirit helping us. A lot of times on the broadcast, we're helping other people. This time it was one of our friends helping us.
Yes.
Okay. And the Lord gave me just a little scripture this afternoon as I was praying for the broadcast and everything. One of the things that occurs here at a night like this, when we all come together and we're all focused,
yes.
and Linda was just a recipient of, is very similar to Matthew chapter 14, when, you know, all his disciples were all afraid, you know, and it was stormy and everything, you know, and Jesus comes walking on the water, and Peter goes, hey, you know, if that's you, tell me to come on out there. And Jesus said, well, all right, it is me. Come on out here. And Peter began to walk, and then he kind of started to sink. But he said, Lord, help. He just needed a little help.
Yeah.
You know, he just needed a little help. He was no one else got out of the boat, you see. No one else even tried. No one else took even one step, okay? None of the other 12, the other 11. You know, but Peter started, but he got afraid. It was windy. It was, stuff was splashing. I mean, he you know, it was, you know. So he asked for a little help. And Jesus took him by the hand, you know, and said, you know, oh, little faith, you know, why'd you doubt? But then in verse 2, it says, and when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. So with just a little help from Jesus, or a lot of help from Jesus, either way you want to look at it, but with some help,
their line dropped. They should be right back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we'll wait for them to come back. Praise God. What you were just hearing was Elder Philip was just talking about, you know, when Peter walked on the water and that Peter just needed a little help. Hallelujah. Amen. And he was the one that got up and walked on the water out of all of the disciples. Praise God. Praise God. I see some of you have just come on. Hallelujah. God is healing already tonight. Amen. I see you, Elder Pam, got your number one key pressed. We're going to open a line for you after Pastor Mom. I want to encourage you all to press your number one key. If you have any ailments tonight, hallelujah, the Lord is healing already. Amen. Amen. And the time is going to go very quickly. So he is healing already. So two of you have pressed your number one key already. Please go ahead and do that now. Elder, you're back.
Mm-hmm. I was kicked off somehow. Am I back?
You're back.
Okay, how much of my little sermonette did you hear? I gave a little sermonette there and realized I suddenly was sermonetting when I wasn't even connected. I just kept on going. I was preaching to Linda.
Well, you know what? Peter had gotten out, and he walked on the water, and
yes.
He got his focus got off, and he needed a little help. Amen.
Yes.
And so
just
the
a
Lord
little help.
Put his hand out. All right, that's where you were. That's what we heard.
And that's what just happened in our bedroom. Linda came, you know, she came to the Lord. She just needed a little help. She was already trusting. She was already believing, okay? She was already expecting. And, in fact, she was, you know, 50% better than what she was last week. But with just a little help. And tonight's help,
yes.
The Lord just happened to use you as the vessel. And I kind of thought he would, and I kind of expected he would. And he did.
Yes.
And with just a little help, bam, the Holy Ghost just boom, you know? And now she's just like, boom, completely set free.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's what happens month after month after month on this broadcast.
Yes.
You know,
amen.
We all get together. We're all focused in prayer.
Yes.
And maybe one or two people lead it, but we're all here and involved.
Yes.
And the anointing will flow. That, now, just a moment ago, it just happened to be flowing through you.
Thank
you know,
God.
A lot of times it flows through
hallelujah.
Linda and myself to other, you know, and we're helping our friends, you know, out there in radio land. But tonight, you know, you were the friend that gave the helping hand.
Praise God.
So praise God. That's just what I wanted to share.
Wonderful.
Amen.
Just a little help. Just a little help from friends and a little bit of anointing from the Holy Ghost. Bam.
Praise you, Jesus.
You know, there it is.
Hallelujah.
There it is.
That's
amen.
Right. There it is.
Hallelujah. Amen. Well, we're going to
go
the line for Pastor Mom. And Pastor Mom and Pastor Catherine are together. So,
okay.
Praise God. Welcome. Welcome, Pastor Mom, Pastor Catherine.
Yeah. I have a week spell. My days of the week to get in bed and relay this week or get out of the bed. My arms and legs are weak.
Arms and legs are weak.
Yes.
Okay. Are you ready to help pray?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I mean, especially because your legs just got strengthened.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Are you ready?
Hallelujah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think you are. Although I do feel an anointing coming on me, but do you feel an anointing coming on you?
You need a one.
Okay. All right. Well, this time I feel an anointing coming upon
yes.
me. So I'm going to stretch my hands toward Pastor Mom's arms and legs. And Lord, I thank you, sir, Holy Spirit, that you are here in our midst. You are definitely the God in the midst tonight. And I stretch forth my hands, and I feel your power coming out of my the lower arms, wrists, and hands. I loose this anointing toward Pastor Mom. I loose strength into her arms. I loose strength into her legs in the name of Jesus. Weakness, you must bow before the anointing of the Holy Ghost. You must bow before the tangible anointing of the Holy Ghost. And I loose this anointing all over her arms, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hips, knees, ankles, both, all right there. Both arms, both legs. I loose this anointing in Jesus' name to flow strongly on her, at her, in her, and to set her free from weakness in the mighty name of Jesus. And I thank you, Holy Spirit, sir, that you're coming upon her mightily. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Well, but tell us what's happening so far.
I don't see a limb at all now. My leg gives out when I stand up to get in bed.
Can Are they feeling any different yet?
No.
The legs are not feeling different yet. Are the arms feeling different yet?
She's saying that she doesn't, nothing is bothering her now. When she get out of the bed,
okay,
her legs give away. That's what she's trying to say right now.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Can she go right to the side of the bed and maybe see if she can get up, stand a little bit, and see if there's a difference, and see so she can see that there is a difference. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Pastor Catherine?
Getting ready to get up, try to get up.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus, for your glory.
And even
Lord,
as she's,
for your glory,
she's getting ready to get up, we come against that spirit of trauma that when
yes,
she tried to get up before and there was weakness and she felt and the enemy tried to bring fear and trepidation on her, you spirit of trauma, get off of her now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, for confidence in you, Lord God, knowing that you are the Lord, her strength, that you are the God
yes,
who strengthens her. And that trauma, that fear leaves her now and will not come back forever in Jesus' name. And we thank you for it, Lord God. We give you praise. We thank you for the strength. We thank you for the confidence in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Praise you, Lord.
Pastor Catherine, tell us what's going on.
Still trying to get up.
Okay. Amen, amen. Amen. While she's getting up, I see some more people have joined us. Let me let you know what's going on right now. But right now, Pastor Mom has been prayed for. She was feeling some weakness in her legs and in her arms. We prayed for her, and now she's testing it. Excuse me. She's going to get up and see how it feels, and we believe it's going to be better in Jesus' name. Prior to that, we prayed with Minister Linda. She had some challenges standing up. And when she walked around, it was about a level 5 or 6 pain. After prayer, she was able to get up easily, walked around a little bit, and there was just a slight bit of pain, and then that went away. Glory, hallelujah. And she danced. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Getting ready for her second, her and Elder Phillips anniversary on tomorrow. Hallelujah. We praise the Lord. Amen, amen. I'm excited for you guys. It looked like it was just yesterday.
Yeah.
It's been 2 years.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And then Elder Phillip gave us a sermonette from Matthew chapter 14 about Peter walking on the water. Hallelujah. And how he just needed a little help. Praise God. And we've come together tonight. And those who come by faith, stepping out on the water, you just need a little help. And we're here to join with you tonight for your healing to completely manifest. Amen. Pastor Mom.
Yes.
What happened?
When I get up on my legs.
Are you up?
Yeah, I'm up on pot now.
Okay. So you felt better?
Yeah, a little bit better, yeah, but not all the way.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Again.
So, Elder Phillip?
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, because she's got to get up and get back in the bed.
But we want a lot better. We ask you, Holy Spirit, as you come upon us, collectively and me individually, we loose this anointing. And I lay my hands on my wife's legs as a point of contact for faith. And I loose this anointing that is coming out of our hands and our arms. In Jesus' name, I loose this anointing into Pastor Mom. I command this weakness to begin to shrink and shrivel in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You cannot stand before the anointing of the Holy Ghost. You cannot stand before the name of Jesus. I loose this anointing into her legs, also her arms, but mainly her legs. I loose strength, healing and strength by the Holy Ghost. And I command weakness to go in Jesus' name. Now, as this surge of anointing goes into these legs, I command them to be strong. Yeah. I command them to be strong in Jesus' name. Now, you respond to the anointing. You respond to the spoken word of God. We command that you do it. You be obedient to your owner. Your owner is Pastor Mom in Jesus' name. So we loose this. We continue to loose this anointing into her legs right now. And we say that the strength is coming in. The strength is definitely coming in. And the weakness is leaving. It's being forced out in Jesus' name. Lord, I ask you to strengthen every muscle, every fiber of these legs in Jesus' name. Give her freedom of movement, freedom and strength in the name of your Son. And I thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Can we test? Is it possible to test it out again? Or, but I'm just, you know, I'm going to let that be up to you, Pastor Catherine.
Just one moment. She's getting ready to get back in the bed. She'll test it out. Just one moment here.
Okay.
All right. Amen. Amen. And we see that some people have already begun to press your number one key. You all are doing a great job. Just hold on. In the order that you press your number one key, after Mom, we'll go to Elder Pam, Evangelist Janie. Praise God. Good to see all of you on the line tonight. Evangelist Shirley, Sister Janza. Pastor Price, and then we have Minister Rachel. Praise God.
Glory to
God. Amen. Anyone else? Press your number one key. Praise God. Oh, Sister Debbie. Okay. Hi, Sister Debbie. Amen. So we're going to go right down the line. If we do need to go into a little overtime, we're able to do that tonight. So hold on, be patient, and as you always do, join us in prayer. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because as we pray for others, then we receive our healing as well. We've seen that many times. And, you know, this is the second prayer for legs tonight. So something going on in your leg, receive. Hallelujah. Receive as you're praying for even Pastor Mom. Amen. So Pastor Catherine, Pastor Mom?
It feels better. I my leg didn't jump getting back in the bed.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. And how about your arms? Do you feel anything more in your arms?
It's
strong,
a week, but it's not hurting like it used to do when I get back in bed.
Thank you, Lord.
Your arms are not hurting like they usually do?
No, it's not hurting like it used to do.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
You are merciful. You are merciful, Lord Jesus. We thank you and praise you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Well, we're going to play our song. Hallelujah.
Play the song.
And praise
we
you. Hallelujah. Pastor Catherine, while the line is still open, did you want to say anything?
Well, you know, I just want prayer for myself. I have this kind of like heaviness in my chest at times. It's not there now, but I know we've been praying, but I know there's power in also in numbers of prayer. So just like prayer for that. I go to the doctor tomorrow. Prayerfully, can maybe show up. I know God can do it without the doctor, but I do go to the doctor on tomorrow.
Okay,
Dad. I want to also say congratulations to the Hawkeyes. Congratulations on your anniversary. God bless you and continue to give you many more years. God bless you.
Thank you.
Amen.
Little Linda here has an anointing. Has an anointing flowing. I'm going to have her pray, lead the prayer over passages. The heaviness in the chest.
Father God, as we come before Your mighty presence, in Your Son Jesus' name, Father God, with the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I ask You to heal whatever is going on in Sister Catherine's chest. Lord God, I ask You to touch her. I ask You to heal her, Lord. Recreate what needs to be created and remove what needs removed, Lord. And I ask You to make whatever's going on in her chest perfect. Lord God, I ask You to strengthen her heart. Lord, I ask You to heal her. If it's anxiety, Lord, I ask You to take anxiety away. Lord, I don't know what's causing this heaviness, but You do. You are the creator. You are her father. Lord, I'm asking You to touch Your daughter right now and remove this heaviness and do a healing in her chest. I thank You and I praise You as we all agree together praying. And we thank You for touching
Lord.
Sister
yes.
Catherine. Praise You for it. And we give You glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you all so much.
Thank you for calling in. Bless you.
God bless you.
Amen. And I just want to say the ailment revealed was heartburn. Lord God, if it's heartburn that's causing that heaviness in the chest, Lord God, we lift that up to You. We lift up any kind of heartburn in the name of Jesus and however it presents itself. And we speak to it now and say You have no right, You have no authority, You have no permission there in the name of Jesus, but must cease and desist now, never to return. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. Well, thank you, Pastor Catherine.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you all, too. Thank you again. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, too.
Thank you.
She's a good receiver.
Oh,
wait a minute. My mama was talking. Which is, you said thank you, Pastor Mom?
Yes, thank you so much.
She's a thank you for calling in. You're a wonderful receiver.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Okay. All right. We're going down the line. Praise God. Starting with Elder Pam, and then next is Evangelist Jamie. Welcome, Elder Pam.
Praise you, Lord.
Amen. Are you there? We can't hear you, Elder Pam. You got to stop. You got your mute on?
Mute may be on.
Okay. I'm thinking this is Elder Pam. The phone number is area code 314-477. I may be mistaken with the phone number. Area code 314-477. Okay. Amen. Maybe she stepped away. Okay, let's go on to Evangelist Jamie. Elder Pam, if
Praise
you come
God.
Back, text, you know. Evangelist Jamie, welcome.
Praise the Lord. Thank you. Hello, mighty warriors.
Hello.
Hello.
Praise God.
Yeah. Well, I love the little sermonette about just a little bit of help, so... I normally am the one as the mighty man of God said who is giving, but tonight I need to receive. And I've just had reports against my body over the last 3 months regarding deficiencies in vitamin levels and my red blood cells, my white blood cells, and just attacks on my kidneys and different areas. So I'm not... And, you know, I've been setting up to go out with the tent and setting up dates for the tent and going out. And God's been healing. So, you know, he's always in the healing business. He wants us to be healed. But I feel like I feel like I could be under a little spiritual attack. I've been coming against any attacks, word curses, things like that. But I seem to, I just need this body to come into alignment. It seems like my breath is a little shallow at times. And I've been told if, you know, if anything else happens, I can't go to urgent care. I have to go to the emergency room because of my blood cell levels, both the white and the red. So you know what? This is just a lie from the pit of hell. And I walk on that water, but you know what? I'm needing a little hand tonight. I need a little support. I need some prayer, and I'm ready to receive some healing. So this body must
Thank
come
you,
into
Lord.
Alignment. Yeah.
Amen.
Jesus. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Holy Spirit, lead us right now. I mean, like right here, right now, lead us. And have the best way to minister to Mr. Jamie. We thank you, Lord. There's white and red blood cells that are out of line. There's shortness of
white
breath.
And I have been ministering. I minister to a number of people that believe in a number of things. And one, you know, is I am in close vicinity with this person quite often. And so anyway, she took a prayer cloth that I handed out. It was anointed. I prayed over it and anointed it. And, you know, her nightmare stopped and she saw the goodness of God. But instead of coming to repentance, she gave that glory to her mind and maybe the things of the universe. And so anyway, it's like there's a battle there, and she's strong in her beliefs. And so today it kind of came up, maybe something's happening there. You know what I'm saying? So I was just coming against any speaking against me, any word curses, anything like that. And so... Yeah, so that just came up, but this has been happening like over the last couple months.
I have to say that as you were talking, even before you just said what you just said, I've seen the enemy. I've seen that you were totally under an attack of the enemy, and that it's the enemy that has totally done this. This isn't, you know, just something because you didn't take your vitamins right or something like that, which is a good thing to do. But this is an attack of the enemy. So we're going to chase him away. That's what I was feeling. I was feeling that we need to just chase him away, and then we're going to believe God for nothing less than complete healing.
Yes, yes. And to loose whatever assignments have been put against me. I'm one of the radical people. I deal with some radical things on some radical levels. And whatever assignments that's been put against me, just cancel those. They have no legal rights to me. And, yeah, Holy Spirit, lead us. I'll just be quiet. I am ready to receive.
Thank you. Holy Spirit, just come on Apostle Kizzy, upon little Linda, Minister Linda, and myself, as well as the rest of the group. Also on Janie to help her receive. You're not having attacks of any kind of pains in your side, are you?
Yes, right side, and then also my lower left. I just went to urgent care yesterday, and so they had spoke some things about my kidneys, and then also there were cysts, and so along with the blood. So you know. I just rebuke that all in Jesus' name.
So, is the pain in the side, is it happening right now, or not?
No, it's not right. But I'm sitting still. But today I had very sharp pain at work, and to a point I had to just stop and kind of close my eyes and just make it through it.
Now I'm touching myself approximately where I think it probably is. Describe, my wife's watching, describe if you would where it was. It's not there right now, but where was it?
It was over on the left-hand side, just right above the belly button on the left side, and then the lower right side.
It's right. It's pretty close.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right. I'm going to start there only because while you were speaking, the Lord revealed that. So I'm just going to touch my sides, and I'm going to pray over you. Then we're going to pray over the other stuff too.
Yeah.
Okay? Lord, whatever this is, this side stuff, I'm just going to call it side stuff. I'm not medical. I'm not medically trained. I don't know if it's kidneys, blood clots, you know, cells, white, red, green. I don't know any of that. Okay, I do know that when you reveal something to me, that it has to go, because it's a sign from you that you're just about to kick it out. So she's ready, you're ready, we as the prayer team, we're ready. I rebuke this in the name of Jesus, and I command you to get out.
Yes.
You've been exposed by the Holy Ghost right here during the broadcast. Now you shut your mouth in Jesus' name, and you take your hands off of her now.
In Jesus' name.
Any natural forces, any spiritual forces, physical forces, get off and get out in the name of Jesus right now.
Yes.
Whatever's causing this pain, I take authority over you, and I command you to go. I command you to go now, and don't come back.
Jesus.
You trespasser, you've been exposed by the Holy Ghost. Now that's it. And I command whatever is causing this red cell, white cell, whatever cell, I command that to cease. That's part of your trick, devil. I command everything from the top of her head to the soles of her feet that is part of this attack. I command you to shut up. Take your hands off of this servant of God now. And take your symptoms with you. Go in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father. We do not tolerate this. Thank you, Lord Jesus. your power has been broken. I'm just going to let you bask in whatever you're receiving from God, and then when you're ready, you tell us what's going on, please.
Well, I felt the pain on the left side come up, and then I took a deep breath and released that. It just felt like a peace come over me. And when I hear from the Lord, I hear in my ears. And as you were speaking in tongues, it just seemed like there was a release on my ears, even where there had been a blockage, which I had been hearing from the Lord, but I've been seeking and fasting, and not that everybody needs to know that, but we go through those periods, and so it just seemed like there was even a release on my ears. So
all right, now I know you weren't having pains in the side while you were sitting, okay, but if you moved around, or you mentioned something about that,
No, I can rub it, and it's not hurting, so praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. It feels fine. I can press it even in the emergency room. Urgent care yesterday, they pressed, and it was so tender that I just, cringed. And so, but I can rub it now, and praise the Lord. I'm believing in healing on those kidneys and anything else that needs to be healed. So just believing, and it's all gone.
Yeah. Did I hear correctly that there was a shortness of breath, or did I miss that wrong? Did I hear that wrong?
No, I have had a shortness of breath. I will be sitting. It seems like my heart will speed up, and then it just seems like my breath will become very shallow, and then I just lean back into the Lord. And there's been some times that, it's been pretty shallow. So, my blood pressure's dropped occasionally very low, but I have low blood pressure anyway. But, I have had a few little issues with that. So, and I get so weak that it just seems like I'm going to collapse occasionally.
I'm going to pray over your breathing. If you're not having difficulty or shallowness of breath right now, okay, that's fine. But I feel led that we are supposed to pray over that condition next, okay?
Yes, thank you. I appreciate that.
I have my hand on my wife's chest as a point of contact, but really, we know that really it's all being released to you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I'll just on me. Thank you, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I loose this power out of my left hand.
Yes.
I command the cause of this shortness of breath to be dissolved by the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And as this power comes out of my left hand, I speak to you, shortness of breath. And to you, whatever the cause is, and I command that this cause be gone in Jesus' name. Take the shortness of breath with you. This anointing is coming out of my left hand, and it's overpowering.
Yes.
Overpowering. There goes a really nice wave right now. Really, really strong. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah,
Jesus.
I can feel it. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, 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 yes. It's still going in.
Yeah.
Powerfully.
Yeah.
Good, strong, strong. Like a current is going in.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord Jesus, I hate shortness of breath. I just hate it. Oh, Lord. So I thank you, Lord, you're destroying everything that would hinder her breath, everything that would cause her to have shortness of breath, whether it be lungs or heart-related or both.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, heart become normal. In the name of Jesus, heart problems become normal.
Yes.
I command you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ,
yes,
that any heart problems that are there become normal.
Yes.
Any blood pressure problems, I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to become normal.
In Jesus' name.
Normalize in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and do it.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. Well, all right.
Whew. Well, praise the Lord. I did have a tightness in my chest, and that is actually gone. That has been there over the last couple hours. And so, praise God. I was able to stretch my arms pretty far back and just stretch around and just enjoy, you know, just I feel strength upon me, so.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Thank you,
Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Well, surely not.
Amen.
Right?
We come up faith even together with you, and we thank you, Lord, for sealing the healing in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That every good and perfect thing that was done tonight in your body, that peace, that strength, hallelujah, no tenderness, all of that heart beating good, breath, breathing right, all of that healed and sealed right now in the name of Jesus, that the enemy cannot come back and try to put it back on you again no more forever in the name of Jesus. Sealed now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I receive it. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
God
thank
bless you.
For thank calling
you.
In. Yes, thank
you.
You,
Lord. Praise you,
glory to God.
Amen.
That's exciting. Praise
Amen.
God.
Woo! Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
Elder Pam. Area code 314-477. Okay, we're not hearing you, so we're going on. Amen. Evangelist Shirley and Sister Jansa, I texted you.
All right.
So, amen. I mean, excuse me, Evangelist Shirley, Sister Jansa. Next is Pastor Price. Then Minister Rachel. Sister Debbie and Minister Kiva, hallelujah, in that order. Praise the Lord. Evangelist Shirley, welcome, welcome.
Yes, this is Jan and Shirley. And, our Minister Scott could not call in himself tonight. He did the Bible study and a whole lot of other things. But he did give his witness the other night, and we just want to reiterate what he said. He said that he was healed as far as his back. And he said on his job, when that thing tried to rear his ugly head, that he began to repeat scripture, just like Jesus did when he was in the desert. He said, because there's a different way to have your desert. And he said he repeated that scripture and rebuked the devil. And he said,
all right.
I kept my healing. He cannot take it back.
That's awful. That's fantastic.
I just wanted to reiterate that on his behalf. But let me tell you about a healing that we're doing tonight. It's been 4 years. I've been working on a particular project that I dedicated to the Lord. And for whatever reason, thing after thing happened, couldn't get it done. So as it was, God allowed me to come into some sales so that I could get what was needed on his behalf. And then now I can sew a little bit, but I never tried to lay a floor. Let me tell you, God will allow your skills and gifts to cover and transfer things that you've never done before. So
all right.
I said, Lord, we needed help. And I've been hearing, especially within the last few weeks, whatever you dedicate to the Lord, hallelujah, he hears. He will hear it and heal it and bless it. Let me tell you something about this floor. I've never cut a wood piece in my life. Went to the store to a commercial store. The man at the commercial place said, no, baby, you want to go to this other discount store where most men go to get the piece that you want so you can cut it and not pay an arm and a leg. What would have cost me $100 cost me $51 and some change. And I want to let you know, I am laying floor for the Lord tonight. And it looks good. It ain't no half-done thing because you don't give nothing God nothing half-done because he don't give us nothing half-done. So I just want to praise the Lord and thank him for allowing his skill and his character, his creative powers to come through tonight. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Now I know. Excuse me. I know this is Sister Janza, right?
Yes, ma'am.
You sound just like your mama tonight.
Well, you know. That spirit, the Holy Spirit is there. And he's in here. Because this is his special place.
I know that's right.
I grew up in a home with an altar in it. And my mother, she didn't have much money, but she made a space in a corner of our room. And she made an altar with flowers and a Bible and a vase for flowers, and she just dressed it up with pretty. It was white, and I'm gonna tell you what it was made out of. And I'm gonna tell you, I'm telling my age, it was made out of them old wooden boxes that they would deliver milk in, but they were wooden, heavy.
Yeah,
she washed them up and had somebody to nail it in stairways like three. She painted it herself and put gold down the sides. And that was her altar. And so when I went on, I was working out of town, the Lord told me to make an altar. So I did. He blessed where we was in Lord. So when I got back, he eventually told us to make an altar in this house for him. So that's what we're doing.
Amen.
And that's all. We just want to give God the praise, the glory, and honor, and say there's a whole lot of way of healing. Sometimes it's our bodies, our minds, and things, and situations. So,
all
thank
right,
you.
Guys.
We all.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, ladies,
awesome.
For sharing. Hallelujah.
That is awesome.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. And there, Minister Mike, some may not have been on last time to know, Minister Mike was experiencing some really bad back pain. I think if he sat down too long, it was really bad pain. Well, he was healed from that. And then his right ear, he could not hear out of his right ear. I'm trying to remember which ear. It was the right and the left. One ear, he could hear a little bit out of. The other ear, he was like completely, he couldn't hear out of that. And he was able to hear without a hearing aid last week. Praise God. Amen. And so we just thank God for his healing and that it's sealed in and he won't let the enemy take it from us. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, ladies. Hallelujah.
Thank
God
you.
Bless
and
you.
I'd like to add from last broadcast, it was very obvious that they had prepped their pastor to be really ready to receive the
right.
prayer. I mean, he was ready.
Yes, he was.
You know,
mm-hmm.
and he was, and it was, and of course he received. But it was obvious that they had what do you call it? They had plowed up the fallow ground. You know what I mean? They had plowed
right.
up the ground.
Amen.
They had tilled the soil. They had tilled the soil, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So,
amen, amen. Well, thank you, ladies. Thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you, ladies.
Hallelujah. We'll go on now. Next is Pastor Price. After Pastor Price, Minister Rachel, then Sister Debbie, and then we have Minister Kiva. Hallelujah. And we have some prayer requests that were texted in as well. Hallelujah. Welcome, Pastor Price.
Hi, Apostle. And,
hello.
And to the, how you all doing, to the elders tonight and each one of you all in your respective places. I just praise God tonight and thank him for each one and all that I've heard and the words that I've heard tonight. I was calling in to have you all agree with me in prayer. As I was listening to Minister Janie and to even at the very beginning, to Elder and Sister Hawking, I was listening to them. Sometimes we that are in the ministry, and we're being used by God to go forth in what God has called us to do. Sometimes the enemy will try to have us, not that they were, but to try to have us that we don't want to say anything because, you know, it makes us seem like we're weak in the Lord. That's not so. And that is one of the things that's such a great blessing is that one of the weapons of our warfare is the prayer of agreement. Yes, we have the name of Jesus mm-hmm. as a weapon, the blood of Jesus. We have the word of God as a weapon in our warfare. But the prayer of agreement, where two of us agree on earth, is touching, and anything that we shall ask, it shall be done. And so I thank God for that, mm-hmm. this prayer of agreement tonight as we pray for others. And as you said, even the minister that was prepped, you said to be ready in agreement with what God was getting ready to do. So this week I have begun on our we have a Wednesday night date night with Jesus, Zoom ministry that we have every Wednesday. And in that date night ministry with the Lord is having us in a spiritual boot camp. And we've been doing spiritual warfare. It's a spiritual warfare boot camp. And so when I began last week, one of the weeks when we began ministering in it, the Lord began to have me to talk about the name of Jesus as a weapon and how we ought to use those mm-hmm. weapons. Because if you're in a boot camp in the Marines or any of the armed forces, it's a very intensive thing, and we need to learn our weapons. Well, of course, because we're in a warfare, and the Lord does call us, and tonight we established you, we're soldiers in the Lord. You know, he said we're the endure hardness as good soldiers, and we're in a warfare, so we do. You think he's going to let me go and minister about spiritual warfare and not try to attack? That's his M.O. I remember saying to the Lord, and I'm not just trying to run on saying this. I'm saying this from my heart tonight because I just thank God that the people who are out on the front lines, when you're out on the front lines, that's the ones that the enemy will try to hit at there and have us to try to keep it quiet so it won't come out. But he's a liar because the prayer of agreement is one of the weapons of our warfare. So the Lord had me ministering about how when Jesus in Mark 9:34, he would rebuke a thing. And when he would rebuke it, then he would give it a charge and a commission and tell it and order it to go. That's what you did tonight. And so as I began to do that, and I had given assignments for ones challenging every day, anything come up in your body, rebuke it. And then the word says if we resist the devil, he will flee from us. So as that, when I got through it last week, right about another day or so, I was hit in my body. The warfare had begun. I was hit. I was a hit in my body with an assignment by the enemy. And I began to do what I knew to do, which was to rebuke that thing, to manage to get out my respiratory system, my sinuses, my nasal passages, and all of those things. And then in the midst of that, this past week, there have been ones that have gone on to be with the Lord, ministers, well-known ministers that I know, who had COVID and went on to be with the Lord. But the Lord said, you look to me, Helen. He said, my name does it. The word said in Philippians 2:9, 2:10, that every knee of things in the heaven and the earth and under the earth should bow its knee to the name of Jesus. And he said, it will bow.
Yes.
So you stand on that word. And then he began to give me instructions. That's why relationship is so important with God. That the Holy Spirit has many diversities and ways he moves. And he'll give you the instruction, what to do, how to do, when to do. You know, when me have been having me to drink, eat chicken noodle soup and to do that. I went yesterday and had a COVID test done. I don't have the results back. I believe God that I don't have that. But when I went to the doctor yesterday, they sent me to go have that test done. And I was just thanking God that when they did the COVID test, I've been seeing people when they have the COVID test done, they be all up in their nose and look like the people be hurting the folks. And so I had a little intimidation about having that test done because I said, Lord, I said, is it going to hurt? And they sent me to a place where, I mean, that was the gentlest thing I ever seen in my life. It was so gentle. When the young man got through, I said, you didn't hurt at all. He said, no, it's not supposed to hurt. He said, if they're hurting you, they're doing wrong. So I was laughing about that. So all I'm saying, I know I seem to be going on and on, but I'm not. There's a reason God has me saying this, because it might be somebody else that might be going through, and the enemy would try to stop. So anyway, I don't have the test results back. I have felt better today than I have felt in a few days. I have thanked God for my healing, health, and wholeness. And then he said, now, let's put the other weapon in effect. Let's come on with the prayer of agreement. Because we used to always say, one could put 1,000 to flight, two could put 10,000. Mm-hmm. Then we always used to say, we would always say those scriptures, that the one about how that the power of agreement. The power of agreement. So I thank God for you all. I thank God that we could agree tonight with others for their healing, health, and wholeness. And I'm just coming tonight to have agreement for complete healing, health, and wholeness. Now, I say again, I'm going to say one more time, I have felt better today than I have. I can still sense and hear that congestion in the nasal passages, but I continue to resist it and stand against it, and I want you all to pray with me in agreement for my healing, my health, and my wholeness in Jesus' name. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so you mentioned the sinus and the sinus passages and everything. Has it also been attacking you over there in the ear or not?
No, my ear has not been hurting. I haven't noticed anything in my ear. I had a slight fever on yesterday, but I've been doing good about that today. And also, again, where my smell was concerned. This happened a year ago in August last year when I was attacked again in my body last year, where my smelling went. And then the smelling came back, and this time it's the smelling again.
Yes. I remember my wife said, go smell pepper, and you went and smelled pepper. I remember
that.
Right. I remember that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes. Yes. Okay. So we are all going to agree. My wife and I are going to agree with you, but I know everyone else is going to pray too, that this
Amen.
Sinus stuff is gonna go.
Yes.
All right. So, Lord, I feel led to lay my hands on my wife's
yes.
head, on the front and the back. That's just what I feel led to do.
Yes.
So I have my hand, one hand on my back of my wife's head, and one hand on the front, covering her forehead,
yes.
nose, you know, nasal passages. And in Jesus' name, by the authority of the name of Jesus,
yes.
Hallelujah,
Holy Ghost, I command now.
Jesus.
Yes.
Go. You're an assignment of the enemy. Go.
Jesus.
I break your power
Hallelujah.
Right now.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
I command you, go. Go.
Yes.
That's it right there.
Thank you, Jesus.
Take all of your symptoms with you. Your power has just been broken
yes,
over Pastor Price.
Thank you, Jesus.
I thank you. You did a quick work.
Thank you.
That was different.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
So, take a moment.
Oh, immediately, my sinuses are coming out. They feel better than up in my nasal passages. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That's just wonderful. Lord Jesus, you're amazing.
Yes.
You are amazing.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord Jesus. We worship you. We worship you. We praise your holy name. We thank you now, Lord God, for healing, wholeness, wellness, soundness. Thank
Lord,
you, Father God.
Agreed.
Hallelujah. 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 Oh, the
prayer.
Thank you, Father. We bless your holy name. We bless your holy name.
I don't know what it is, but all I know is as my left hand is has power going out of it. That doesn't mean it's for the sinuses. It might be for something else. So I'm just loosing my left hand toward you and saying,
Hallelujah.
Lord, whatever this is, if it's the same thing,
mm-hmm.
okay, fine. But if it's fine, you know what you're doing.
While you were praying for me, the nose seemed to clear up, but my chest seemed to illuminate. My lungs,
okay.
My lungs, down in my lungs,
okay,
I began to feel like something down in, you know, I rebuked this in Jesus' name about my lungs.
Okay, then that must be
Hallelujah.
It. Lord, I thank you. You are very much on top of this. You're very much on top of this. I placed my left hand on my wife's upper chest.
Hallelujah.
And I loose this power that's coming out of my left hand, and I let this power go in to Pastor Price, and I drive out in Jesus' name chest congestion, chest problems of any manner.
Hallelujah.
I loose this anointing out of my left hand, and as it flows into her, she's a ready, willing, and fast receiver.
Hallelujah.
Like
thank you, Father. I receive. I receive, Father. Hallelujah.
Your power is
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, I can feel that. Feel that chest going, that chest thing. When I breathe in, I don't feel that distress in my chest. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Bless your holy name. I worship you, Father. I worship you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Sinus is getting clearer. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. What's your name? Hallelujah.
Still power going. It's not slowing down. Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Lord Jesus. Holy Ghost, thank you. Still
Hallelujah.
Power going.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We worship you. Your mercy is enduring forever on our behalf and on my behalf. Thank you, Father, for your mercy. Thank you, Lord
Jesus.
God, for your healing. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father. Bless your holy name. We worship you. I worship you. I give you praise
Lord.
And I don't know what this means. I had it occur when we were on our service was at about an hour before yours was. And the thing that stood out to me at that time, I felt a pain on the right rotocuff at the shoulder. But it was while I was on the program, it came up. And then when we prayed, it went away. Now, while you were praying for me, I still feel on that, I don't know if there's somebody else who might be going through, but I feel like on that arm at the top, like the rotocuff down in that rotocuff and then that right shoulder on the, like on the bone or something, like somebody's going through, because that just started when you started praying. That may be for somebody else, because I don't know what that is, but I rebuke it. I'll stand along with you, and I rebuke this pain in that arm and in that shoulder, whoever's going through in that shoulder, and charge it and command it to leave me and them in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I turn it back over to you to see how the Holy Spirit would have you to do. Yes. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Lord,
thank
what you
Lord.
Reveal,
bless
you heal. So you've revealed this. So in Jesus' name, we speak over the shoulder and rotator cuff area, all of the whole area. In the name of Jesus, you have been exposed condition. You've been exposed by the Holy Ghost. Therefore, you have no choice. That's what he does. He reveals and heals. So we speak to you and we command you to be healed and take all pain with you and go. What the Lord reveals, he heals in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
And this, I'm sorry, Elder Hawkey, this thing is trying to be like it's a resistant. Want to be resistant. I'm talking about this thing on the shoulder. When you started praying, it was like somebody pushed down on, like, I ain't going nowhere. I stand with you with this, whoever this is, that's having that pain in that shoulder. I rebuke this thing and charge it and command it to get off of them, off of me and off of them. You stubborn spirit, we resist you and we bind you. You're not too stubborn for the name of Jesus. I command you to bow your knee to the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus and the word of God. I stand with you, Elder, and all the saints of God, whoever this is, in Jesus' name, or whatever it stands for, in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Release!
Hallelujah.
In Jesus.
Jesus'
thank
name.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
So how are you feeling? Nasal passages?
Me right now?
Chest area?
My nasal passages are clear. They're clear. My chest is no distress where my chest is. And that little thing on that arm, whoever arm that is, whatever that is on that arm, that wasn't on that when I first got on the phone, even when we first started playing. So whatever that is, I don't know what that is, but it's less. It's not that. It's still just a little vestige of it, I feel. It doesn't have that stubbornness like it did, so I know it's got to go. It's got to bow its knee to the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So whoever that stands for, maybe somebody else online is having, because, you know, we still operate out of word of wisdom and word of knowledge. And so whatever is going on in somebody else's body, it's something, too. So I thank God. Thank you, Elder Hawkey. Thank you, Apostle and Elder Linda and Sister Linda and all, you know, the saints. And thank you for your prayers of agreement.
Okay. We're honored to get to pray with you. Praise God.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Thank you all so much. Go to the
count.
Hallelujah. Come on, the Lord. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body, he touched my mind, he saved me, it was just in time. I'm gonna praise his name. He said he's just our name. Come on, praise him. Look what the Lord has done.
Amen, amen. We're gonna go on. Sister Rachel, praise God. Hallelujah. Minister Rachel, we're going to open up your line. Minister Rachel, welcome.
Oh, thank you for welcoming me. When Pastor Price was talking about, like, shoulder blade, did you mention shoulder blade or something about the shoulder I was listening to? But I was also making my pain myself. But I'm not feeling any pain right now. I mean, I was having
some discomfort throughout the day because I was doing a lot of things today, like fixing the packed stuff because sometimes children get in it, and sometimes I was feeling some things in my body. And I just thank God I feel much better now because I was able to open the box and put my memory foam topper on, and my son did help me with my other part for the bed so I can have, like, better sleep and rest because I missed my my memory foam bed. I don't have it, so I just bought it. I had a topper that I had packed away. I had to take it out because I was like, God, I needed, you know, some better sleep. But I feel much better. Like, I'm sitting on the floor now. I'm not hurting. I'm actually, you know, like, doing movement to see if I have any pain. So I just thank God for that, standing in the authority that Jesus won for me on the cross. So I'm just thankful for the healing. I thank God for even the prayer in advance. So God bless Pastor Christ for praying. because it could have been just not just me, with some other people too. Because I know sometimes God bless me to other people. So I release it to him, and he just strengthened me and keep me and help me to. Because before my neck was hurting, and now my neck isn't hurting. I can move it from side to side, and I'm just great. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's wonderful. Praise God.
Awesome. Oh, I'm
awesome. Hallelujah.
Talk about prophetic healing. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
That was. That was.
And what the Lord revealed, he healed. Glory
he healed.
To God.
That's right.
Amen. And prayed before you got on the line. Hallelujah. Amen.
Yes, and he just took care of whatever was going on in my body. I was just so grateful. I'm still grateful.
Well, we're glad you let us know. Thank you. Praise the Lord.
Yes. And isn't that just wonderful right after the prayer? Hallelujah. Well,
yes.
Let's just praise the Lord. Look at God.
Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body, he hurt my mind, he saved me, he was just in time. I'm gonna praise his name, he saved the Sunday. I'm gonna praise him for what the Lord has done.
Amen, amen. We thank the Lord for stealing the healing in you, Minister Rachel. Hallelujah. Pastor Price, stealing the healing. Hallelujah. Everyone whose healing has been manifested, the healing is sealed in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. God is showing us something. Amen. And I thank God for you know, Pastor Price, just stepping out by faith and go ahead and praying, you know. And then you went on, Elder Phillip went on and prayed with her with that and came against that stubborn spirit. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Look at God.
Yeah. No way. Cannot stay. Cannot stay.
Amen.
No way.
And you know, we kind of want to, well, I'll say me, you know, kind of think chronologically, first, second, third. And the Lord is like, sometimes third don't happen before first happens. And, you know, he can do it in any order that he wants to do it in. Hallelujah. He is the Lord, our healer.
Yes.
Glory to God. Amen. Now, we have several other people. We see you, Sister Debbie. You are next. Minister Kiva, and then Minister Elaine. Praise God. Hallelujah. Sister Debbie.
Yes, good evening.
Welcome.
Everybody, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, we can.
I was calling for prayer, not for myself, but for someone else. My goddaughter, her mother's name is Walda Brown, and she's in the hospital. She was doing she was like really doing worse, but she's doing better because I prayed with her daughter on the phone yesterday, and I just wanted to have you all to pray for her. You know, she's going through cancer, and she's supposed to be discharged tomorrow, but she's doing a lot better. And I said, okay. Well, I thank the Lord for that. And so I just wanted to ask prayer for her.
Okay.
For her healing.
And I you said the name, but it slipped by me. I'm sorry.
Her first name is Walter.
Okay.
And the last name is Brown.
Thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we lift Walter up to you right now.
Most of all,
thank you. Thank you so much for what you have done. I thank you for the prayers that have gone on before for her and the answers that have come so far, that she is doing somewhat better, and we praise you for that, Lord. So I want to say that first. And second of all, we ask that your spirit would come upon her powerfully from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, that you would speed up the healing process, that any medications or treatments that have been or are being given, that you would supernaturally charge them and have them have effects that are multiplied more than what they would normally be. We ask that you would speed up the healing process and give complete deliverance from any kind of cancer. Lord, I ask you to lead and guide every person who's part of the medical staff, and I ask you to cause her body to respond supernaturally, not only to the treatments, but also to your spirit coming upon her. And we thank you for this in Jesus' name, and we give you praise, humble praise. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So, Sister Debbie, amen. Let us know the report. Amen. As you hear it, as the Lord leads, let us know. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Let's go on to Minister Kiva. Hallelujah. Opening up your line now. Welcome, Minister Kiva.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone.
Hello.
Hi. Hi. Well, first I want to say a testimony a couple of years ago. It has to be at least a couple of years ago. I called in because I have rheumatoid arthritis. I have the symptoms of rheumatoid arthritis. And so at that time, I couldn't walk up and down the stairs. Because my knees hurt so bad. And when I called in, you prayed, I have not had that pain since.
Amen.
Not in my knees. So I wanted to share that. I don't think I got to share that before. So I bless the Lord for that.
Thank you,
Lord. At least 2 years ago. So, but now I still have the symptoms of rheumatoid arthritis. My ankles swell up, and then I have just past couple of days, like a congestion in my chest, and so I'll cough at times. But I'm just believing God with you that I'm healed of that, and also the arthritis. It's just gotta go. I have too much to do.
Amen. And you're a dancer. Hallelujah.
Yes. I danced last night, in fact, for a service.
Amen.
Amen.
So the arthritis and the swelling in the ankles and the congestion and in the chest and coughing, that's got to go.
Yes.
Amen. Elder Harkey, you still here? Minister Linda, did you guys drop? Why are you laughing?
Because you know the enemy is a liar.
Uh-huh. Amen, he's a liar. Okay, Harkey's not, I'm sorry.
Yep, we were dropped. We were kicked off and we came back real quick. So, praise God.
Okay. I was like, I know I didn't turn
your
phone
happened.
Off. Okay.
Nope, you didn't. No, it wasn't you. Somehow the phone just went, bump. So,
great.
But I did hear, okay, that there's congestion in the chest and so forth. I want to start with that only because that's been a pattern of what's been, you know, of some of the people that have already called in. So I want to start with that. And then also, I believe I heard that there was pain in the ankles associated with the arthritis stuff. Is that correct?
They swell up. My ankles swell.
Okay, they swell.
I have to, elevate them every night.
Okay. All right. Okay. Are you having chest congestion right now?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. I lay hands on my wife's back and her upper chest as a point of contact. Just like we were in a prayer meeting in your own hometown church. I come against this congestion in the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, there have been several, more than one person healed of chest congestion this night. I rebuke you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and his power comes out of my both hands and lower arms. I loose this anointing out of my arms and hands in Jesus' name. I command in Jesus' name every bit of congestion, every symptom, every shortness of breath, any and all discomfort, I command you to go. The anointing of the Holy Ghost, the electric current of the Holy Ghost drives you out. I command in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ any burning sensation that she's been having in her chest, I command that to leave as well in Jesus' name. Get out!
In Jesus' name.
You do not belong here.
In Jesus' name.
And I command you in Jesus' name, you loose the woman of God. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord God.
Lord. So we're going to pray. We're going to pray again, but you take a moment. Let us know what's going on so far.
Well, I don't feel like coughing, so I thank God for that.
Amen.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are you able to breathe freely?
Yes, sir. I can breathe freely.
Okay. Is there anything else changing? Or I might want to say, is there anything in the chest area that still needs another dose, or is everything okay?
I believe I'm okay. I'm good.
Okay. Well, wonderful. Wonderful. Let's pray. Let's pray against this arthritis stuff with the ankles. Jesus' name. Okay. The one thing I can't stand is arthritis. It's such a crippler.
Yeah.
I just hate it.
Yeah.
Tries to take over everything that it touches. I just can't stand it. In Jesus' name, I lay hands on my wife's ankles. It's point of contact here. Now, are your ankles in any pain, or is it primarily the discomfort of swelling?
No pain, just the swelling. Mm-hmm.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by his spirit and by the anointing that I feel just on me, coming out of my mouth, so to speak, I command whatever is causing these ankles to swell, I command you to stop. I command you to reverse. Starting now, I take authority over the cause of the ankle swelling. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus, and I command the cause to be gone. Ankles, return to normalcy in Jesus' name. Return to normalcy in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father, that the cause has been dealt with.
Mm.
I ask you to supernaturally remove all swelling, remove any excess fluid. I ask you to supernaturally, Lord, remove any excess fluid and swelling now that the cause has been cursed. And I thank you, Lord. In
thank
Jesus'
you, Lord.
Praise. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless your name, God.
Well.
Hallelujah.
You okay?
I feel tingling. I feel like a tingling in my feet.
Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah.
That's wonderful. That's amazing. Praise God. Woo! You have anything to add, Apostle Kizzy?
Well, I believe we can say, look what the Lord has done.
Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me. It was just in time. I'm gonna praise his name. He saved us today. Come on and praise him.
Hallelujah. We
wow.
thank you, Lord, for sealing the healing in the name of Jesus.
Ah.
Let the tingling do its job.
Lord.
Hallelujah. All in our feet and our ankles in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father.
Wow.
Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Minister Kiva.
Yes, thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Keep dancing. Keep dancing.
All right. Bless you.
Amen. Right. And Minister Elaine, I'm about to open up your line. We still have about 10 more minutes of regular time. You know, if you feel, you know how I used to jump rope? And you feel like you're kind of leaning in, trying to see when you're going to get in. This is your time. Lean on in. Press your number one key.
That's
God.
Awesome. Lean on in. That's
amen.
Good.
Minister Elaine, opening up your line. Hallelujah. Minister Elaine, welcome. You got your mute on. I believe the Lord is healing you or has healed you. Glory to God. All right. You got
okay.
your mute on? Amen. Well, I'll say Minister Elaine, she had a little incident, and the doctor said that her ankle was sprained.
Ooh.
So, Yes. Her number one key is on. She's not saying anything. But, you know, pray for her. It'll be recorded.
So okay. I think this happened a couple of days ago. Amen. And she was feeling better, you know, when I talked to her today. So just lift her up in prayer.
Go. Okay. That's what we're going to do. Lord, we lay hands on this ankle in Jesus' name. Going to ask, first of all, that you would speed up the natural healing process of Minister Elaine's body, that you supernaturally help her body to recover. Any treatment that she's had or any, you know, any help that she's getting, I ask that it would have a positive supernatural effect. But further, we loose healing anointing out of our hands to heal this ankle. Heal the sprain completely. We loose this anointing. All stiffness, all pain, all tenderness, soreness, you are to depart in Jesus' name. We speak to this ankle for freedom of movement. She'll be able to walk on it without any restriction, that she'll be able to have full use of it in Jesus' name. And as we loose anointing out of our hands, we thank you that you have already begun a good work and you're finishing a good work. He who has begun a good work in you will finish it and complete it until the day
Hallelujah.
Of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord. And we speak that over her. We speak that into her in Jesus' name. And as we loose this anointing, we thank you, Lord, that the healing is manifesting and manifesting and manifesting. And we truly, sincerely give you praise for it. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen. The Lord. Minister Elaine, did you come on? All righty. Okay.
Okay. No time or distance in the spirit, so she's able to receive.
Wow.
Praise God.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Carrie, broadcast. She has an unspoken request, she said. She might have to pray for her tonight.
Okay.
She knows who Carrie is.
Okay. Have we gone through all the number one keys?
We've gone through all the number one keys. We have a few requests.
Okay.
Well.
Okay. So, Terry from Ohio calls in regularly, maybe not every time, but fairly regularly, and you've ministered to her a number of times. And she has
yes.
a request that she didn't really want to completely speak it out, but we would like you to pray over her request,
okay.
if you would please, and lead us in that. And I don't know exactly what it is, but if the Lord reveals it to you, or if not, you know, he knows. Okay. So we do have that request.
Okay, cool. All
and
right.
I think you have some others as well. Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
Right. Yeah, we have some other ones. So, amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We join our faith together right now with all the prayers that have been prayed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that you've caused her to be at peace. You've given her a calm spirit. We thank you, Father God, for Amen. For helping her to be okay with a calm spirit. Hallelujah. It's like the enemy's trying to tell her if she's not being emotional that something's wrong. But Lord, we thank you that she's at peace with the calmness that's in her heart.
in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah that she's doing
Thank
well.
You, Lord.
Thing. And I just hear the Lord say, it's okay to be doing well. Hallelujah. She's gone through so much, and there's been from one crisis to the next. Enjoy the peace. Enjoy the calm. In Jesus' name. We lift up her daughter, Lord God. Anything going on with her family, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, that you are the God that healeth thee. So everything that's around and about her that would try to have her to be concerned or anything, we thank you, Lord, for taking care of that, even right now, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And I keep hearing the Lord say he has given her peace. Peace beyond all understanding, imperturbable peace. Peace where things cannot even perturb or upset her. And that's a new place for her to be. But the Lord says, be at peace with this new place. Hallelujah. 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 And everything that you see that's going on around you, saith the Lord, will line up with my word. All you need to do is continue to hold your peace. Amen. We thank you for that now, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. He wants to heal everything that hurts.
He does.
He wants
to... Amen.
Yes.
I hear the words of this song, and it goes, if I hold my peace, and let the Lord fight my battle. Victory, victory is mine. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And that's the word for Terry. When you hold
your peace, wonderful.
Fight your battles. Victory, victory is yours. So hold your peace in Jesus. Amen.
Yeah.
Yes.
Amen.
All right. Glory.
All right. Now, who do we have? Minister Mary. She has to get going. She said, this is the way she said it. She said, I know this is small, but please pray for my teeth. I go to the gum doctor in September. Thank you.
Well,
so...
A request that's too small for God.
Right. And well, what they're saying about her, we talked about this earlier. This is my sister. They're saying periodontal disease, and they're saying bone loss. And also that's something that's trying to go through the family as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. And this is Mary?
Yes.
I lay hands on my wife's face, jaws, in Jesus' name. I speak to this condition by the power of the name of Jesus, and I command you to cease. I command you to stop, and I command you to burst in Jesus' name. I command every bit of sickness or every bit of disease, gum disease or whatever, disease and sickness, Jesus bore you and took you. I curse you by the mighty, powerful name of Jesus. And I command you to begin to reverse now. In the name of Jesus. Bone loss, I command you to cease. I command you to reverse. Gum disease, I stop you in your tracks. And I command you to reverse in Jesus' name. And I lose healing power to heal that which had been destroyed by any kind of gum disease or any other kind of problems in there. In Jesus' name. Lord, I also ask you that any treatments that are done, any remedies that are administered, I'm asking you to cause them to be supernatural in their effects. And I'm asking you to multiply and speed up Mary's natural body healing mechanisms concerning her entire jaw and face in Jesus' name. And we promise to give you all glory and praise. Amen. Okay, very good.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. And we claim that all through the family. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you, Father.
And then, Reverend Tree, this is what she writes here. God has been doing a work on my eyes. I've been diagnosed with cataracts in my eyes, and this is Reverend Treva talking. It was getting bad. You prayed for me, and I've seen improvement. I had to have two lights if I wanted to write or sign something. Since you prayed, I haven't had to use the second light. Only for her personal grooming. And she's begun to have focus issues, and she sees improvements. Thank God. Then she wrote another question. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You know, I've been playing this song all night, and it bears repeating.
Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body.
Amen. Okay, so then Reverend Treva said, please pray for the Hobson family. Their daughter has COVID. They need to be saved as well. Thank you for the prayer.
Okay. Lord, we honor this prayer request in Jesus' name. Curse this COVID over that family in Jesus' name. I ask you to protect them that no one else will get it. And whoever it has attacked, we take authority over you in the name of Jesus, and we command you to get off that person, get away from that person, and get away and get out of the midst of that family. Lord, we have a promise in Deuteronomy that says you would take sickness out of the midst. So we're cursing this, and we're asking you that you take this sickness out of their midst.
Yes, Lord.
And we thank you. Bless the Hopkins family fully by your Spirit. And we loose your word toward them, and we loose laborers into their harvest to come across their paths that would sow the word of Christ to them. And Holy Spirit, I ask you to make it alive in each and every one of their hearts so that they would come to you just as we have and be blessed. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for doing it. Thank you that it's done.
Okay.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
I think this is the last prayer request. I do believe you remember Angela, who's a walking miracle of the Lord. Do you remember her?
There was a...
the McDowell.
There was somebody who was raised, who was dead for like
an hour or something. Are we talking about her?
No, we're talking about and the Lord has told me every time I say this young lady's name, I need to say that she's a walking miracle of the Lord. Okay?
Okay.
So Angelina, who is a walking miracle of the Lord, she's a teenager. She's a McDowell's teenager. She's been going through cancer treatments for the past 6 years. They have given further diagnosis of what they see, that they see going on. She sent tonight and say, continue to pray on behalf of Angelina, who is a walking miracle of the Lord. There's a note from Pastor McDowell that says, we will be fasting on behalf of Angelina, who's a walking miracle of the Lord, this Saturday from 8 a.m. until 1 p.m., believing God for her complete healing, health, and wholeness. If the Lord leads you, are most welcome to join us in fasting at this time. In Jesus' name, amen.
Okay. All right. I can do that. I can do that. I can fast from 8 to 1. I fast all day today. Praise God. Glory to Jesus. I can fast from 8 to 1 for darn sure. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah to the Lord.
All right. So, you know, as the Lord leads you, this young lady, like I said, you know, she went through junior high and high school. She graduated from high school, praise God. She's been through so many different cancer treatments. So she indeed is a walking miracle of the Lord, and we're believing for her complete and total healing, health, and wholeness. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Now, someone else pressed their number one key. I knew it was somebody else that was going to jump into this rope. Hallelujah, as we were playing rope. Area code 410. This number looks familiar to me. We're opening up your line now. 410-200. Do you have your mute on? Well, I see you're still here, but we're not hearing you. You're on the air. Area code 410.
At the moment.
Okay. Well, let's have about 3 or 4 people tonight. So, all right. Well, you have a blessed night, and we're going to get ready to close. Glory to God.
And we thank you. We thank you for calling in. Praise God. Okay. Well, glory.
Yeah. Amen. Hope I just know you got your healing tonight. Hallelujah.
Praise.
Amen.
Minister Elaine, did you press your number one key again?
I sure did. Good evening, everybody. Yeah. God bless you.
Okay.
All right, we did pray for you.
Well, I received, my spirit received it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good. And your ankle did too.
All right. Okay, then it's done.
Hallelujah.
And I understand
praise
that Pastor Christ sealed it, so it is done. Thank you all. God bless you all.
Amen. God bless you too. Hallelujah. Have a blessed night.
Yes.
Amen. I know it is late, and especially different parts of the country, it is late for people. Amen. So, Hawkey, we're not quite into your anniversary yet. We're kind of close to it.
Thank you all.
We're pretty close.
Pretty close. We'll be off for your anniversary. So just congratulations to both of you. Praying that you have a wonderful, wonderful second anniversary and just dance or something. Something good. I know you're going to do something good to, for your anniversary.
We are.
Amen.
She already has flowers. I got them early for her.
Mm-hmm. Oh, look at you.
Look at you. Wow.
Amen. So we... It's all romantic and all that good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Enjoy. I'm going to talk about what's going on with Get 'Em Radio family. A broadcast. We'll be right back to you guys for closing remarks and closing prayer. Hallelujah.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Wonderful.
So, glory to God. Tomorrow, which is Thursday, we'll have our Thursday edition of God in the Mist. And we have Pastor Sheila Scott with us. She's a AME pastor, and she's also the wife of Mike, who got healed on the last broadcast that we prayed for. So it's great to hear from her. What an awesome testimony she has, and she is a preacher. Praise God. Amen. So we've had a great time with her last Thursday and look forward to hearing what the Lord's going to say through her on this Thursday. Then on Sunday, we have the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. Tomorrow the broadcast is from 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. That's when it begins, this same phone number. And then on Sunday we have the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. And yours truly, Apostle Kizzy, Lord willing, will be speaking on this Sunday. Hallelujah. So I'm looking forward to, this wonderful season I'm in with the Lord as he tells me, okay, I'm going to give you a word or two words. That's what you're going to preach on. And I'm like, woohoo, yay. So, so what we're going to be talking about on Sunday is comfort and convenience. Amen. Comfort and God's comfort and God's convenience. Amen. Mm. Hallelujah. I'm excited about it. And then on Monday, we have a Bible teaching with Dr. Lorraine Nabarro, and that's from 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. And it's called Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures. So there's so many treasures in the Bible, and God just shows her how to dig right in and helps us to learn how to dig into the Word of God. Amen. On Tuesday, we have Praying in Tongues Tuesday, and that will be 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. We have four volunteers who pray in tongues for 15 minutes, and then we have an interpretation. It has been no less than awesome. God, there are things that are going on in the news that the Lord tells us about before it happens. Awesome, awesome, awesome. So, join us on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Amen, amen. So we pray in tongues for about an hour, and then we have interpretation. Now, the next time this broadcast will be aired, and that's Prophetic Healing, will be on September the 8th, which will be the second Wednesday in September. this year is marching on, isn't it? So it will be, isn't it, September the 8th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. God. Hallelujah. And then, yeah, that's about it. So we look forward to seeing you. There's so many really great archives on our Blog Talk Radio platform for Get 'Em Radio. I mean, if you're interested in buying a home, we have information on that. Getting health insurance, we got you. You're interested in cryptocurrency, we have 3 broadcasts about cryptocurrency. I mean, that Bitcoin went way down and it's back up again. Glory to God. And so there's so much that you can learn about. So visit us. Simply Google Get 'Em Radio, G-I-T-M Radio. And you will see our Blog Talk Radio platform and can go in and feast on so much. If you know somebody who is grieving, we have something about the grieving process on it as well, and much, 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 much more. Amen. So God bless. Now I'm gonna we're going to have the Harkies just before their second anniversary to give closing remarks and close prayer. Hallelujah.
Okay. What you got there, honey?
Okay. Well, I just, every month that we do this, it's a blessing. And I got a blessing tonight. And I just praise the Lord for that. And we praise the Lord for you and for all the people that called in, that they took control of the need and called on others to pray. And that's what it takes. It just takes that step. That step to, you know, tell somebody, look, pray with me. Let's get this thing done.
Yeah. Yeah,
so
I love that.
I'd like to, yeah, get this thing done.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at little Linda.
Yeah.
So we thank God for you in the things that you do all every, you know, every time. And, you know, you orchestrate the behind the scenes and in front of the scenes, the things that need to be done, you know, to make this a success. And it is a success, an ongoing, increasing success, as a matter of fact. And, of course, we, you know, thank you for letting the Lord use you tonight, you know, on behalf of Linda, which is a special thanks. So I'd like to say special thanks for that.
Thank you, Jesus.
But we thank God for what he's doing and all the different broadcasts that you, that's under your umbrella here, not just this one. And I'd just like to say special thanks to the Lord for manifesting himself and allowing us to be a small part of what he's doing in so many people's lives and bringing healing to them. And we don't take that for granted.
Yeah,
we appreciate being able to be a part of their blessing. So that means a lot to us. So
yeah,
it's just been wonderful, and we're very grateful, and I'm very thankful for all the people that call in, that hang in there, you know, all night long with us, and for those that call in and get prayer, but also for those all those that call in that are praying and believing with us, whether they're actually, you know, on the air or not. And I really appreciate that. It makes a huge difference. So we thank them and we thank the Lord. Amen.
Okay. Amen.
Wow. Praise God.
Okay. We're going to have a closing prayer.
Okay. Lord Jesus, Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for this broadcast. Truly thank you for everything that you've done tonight. Thank you for letting the three of us in particular be a part of it. And I ask that your presence would just go with us, all the people that tuned in. I ask that you multiply the time back to them, Thank you for their service, and thank you for an opportunity to serve. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Just got a quick note that says, Evangelist Janie says, I feel strengthened in my body and in my spirit. God bless you. Oh, she's talking to me. Amen. Amen. She was blessed. She said Pastor Helen was
praise
right
God.
On target. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. Well, thank you all so much. So good that all of you, wow, a lot of you stayed on so long. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Praise God. That's all right. That's really something.
And, we are looking at, that we know of, 8 healings tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Wow.
And we're even expecting more. Praise God. Hallelujah. So have a blessed night. Love you all. And we're going to end with Look What the Lord Has Done. Amen.
Amen.